Have you heard of the rainbow that no one could see?
No one? Why?
Love's vision, leo spectrum. But their backs were towards it, their faces towards the light. She recalled the first time her heart was broken. She couldn't face the light.
Who was she?
I don't know, but she felt deeply. Leo spectrum. Swells of euphoria, to the tickling excitement, to the languid duties that shackled her ankles. She thought, better to have loved and lost. But no, the word said, when the word could have been twisted in a physical round, pulled her this way and that. Her essence plummeted down beyond her face, out of view from her eyes, until she was molded to another's vision of taxes and life insurance. She shrunk. Her voice never to be heard again. Together, they danced a longing time.
But surely, if they danced, they were happy.
Yes, right you are.
If I had to live in a world that could not be turned into the real thing, then I don't know what I'd do.
Then one day, it began to rain. A storm broke. Volcanoes erupted, congealed blood. Dinosaurs hatched the second coming of Christ. Would he be still left as men's men? Siren warning cries across the land. Knights wielded mighty swords. Chains of the wind herald a change. And the final sword announced the doom of reality. The physical realm called hell.
Did she die?
Yes. She died. All the creatures cried, and their tears rose up to create the clouds.
I saw a face in a cloud once, and as the wind changed, it appeared to smile.
The simplest of pleasures to the most profound.
It was a spring morning. I was jumping puddles, splashing that tea-colored water. Such joy, my raincoat creaking and shiny, camellia leaf wet with dew, reflected in it a rainbow. Do you suppose each rainfall brings with it a rainbow? And if it's dark out, can it still be there?
Of course, but seldom seen.
What about the moon? Do they go there too?
If conditions permit, they will show most anywhere. But perhaps, more significantly, they know when not to show. Well, in the beginning, they would beam over every lane at sunup. For the giants, the fairies, the tomtens, love their presence during the nocturne. As did all the creatures unknown to folklore. Now, when it rains, it's their tears which fall. Intangible emotion, the air that drops deep into the bowels of the other world. Their tears. And the cycle continues today. Can you hear the creatures call?
Can you?
Oh, little one, of course.
I can't hear anything. Anything at all.
Oh, you must try.